least bit hurt or stunned or slowed. And it was Wulfgar showing the cost of their struggle, Regis saw, for the barbarian's hands dripped blood, his flesh tearing against the dwarf's ridged arm plates. Puent ducked his head, dipping his helmet spike, and bore forward, and Wulfgar barely avoided getting stabbed in the face. Then he too bowed forward, tucking his head against the dwarf's helm to maintain the clench. He had to keep Puent in his grasp, he knew.
Puent! Thibbledorf Puent, it's Regis and Wulfgar, you know us!
The halfling cried, trying to reason with the snarling vampire. He rose as he shouted and ran around to the side, and when Puent didn't react at all to his call, Regis grimaced and stabbed hard. The vampire howled, in pain or in anger, and went into a wild struggle, arms flailing, head whipping around. Wulfgar tried to hold on, tried to stay too close for Puent to cause any real damage. "Stab him!" the barbarian cried. His last word cut short as the dwarf managed to get his helm away from Wulfgar's head just enough to butt it back in hard to the side, cracking against Wulfgar's jaw. Regis stuck Puent again, but the dwarf growled it away and whipped around, sending Wulfgar skidding across between himself and the halfling to crash across Regis's arms and drive him back. Wulfgar was out of the way immediately, but not of his own accord, for while the clench was tiring him, the vampire knew no such limitations. Suddenly Wulfgar went flying back the other way, Puent turning to slam him hard into the wall, and then out Wulfgar flew back again, the furious dwarf throwing him at Regis. Regis reflexively ducked, and Wulfgar crashed into the wall behind him.
"Puent!" came another shout, this time from Brunner, who appeared farther along the corridor. "You know me, Puent! Ye gived me back me helm!"
That gave the vampire pause, and so did Guinevere, leaping over Brunner and charging right in. But Puent became a cloud of gas, and the panther skidded through, right past Regis and Wulfgar behind him. The gas reformed almost immediately, but now Drizzt came in, rushing past Brunner.
"I left you in a cave, brave friend," the drow cried.
"Aye, and you're a fool for it,"
the vampire shouted back, and he threw himself at the drow, a barrage of punches meeting a flurry of scimitar parries.
"Puent!"
Brunner screamed. Finally, it seemed to get through to the vampire, a bit at least, and he abruptly disengaged from Drizzt and stepped back past Regis, who held his strike. But Wulfgar did not. Aegis Fang back in his hand, the barbarian cried out and swept the weapon across, smashing Puent in the chest and sending him skidding farther along. Wulfgar jumped out into the center of the corridor and pulled Regis defensively behind him. Then Drizzt rushed up, shoulder to shoulder with the barbarian.
"Puent, ye know us,"
Brunner said, rushing up beside Regis and behind Drizzt.
"We come to help ye."
The vampire growled. Behind the vampire, Guinevere growled.
"Puent, my old friend, remember the fight in the primordial pit," Drizzt coaxed. "You saved us that day. You saved all in the region from another cataclysm."
The vampire looked at him, clearly struggling, memories battling demons within.
"Aye. And I damned meself,"
he replied, his voice shaking with every syllable.
"In the cave," Drizzt said, "the sun."
"Couldn't,"
Puent answered weakly, and he trembled, his eyes darting all around. He was thinking of escaping, they all realized. But only for a moment before he grunted and stood straight once more, glaring at them hatefully and also, strangely, plaintively.
"Finish me then,"
he roared, and he came forward a step as if to renew the fighting. But he stopped short, a curious expression on his dead face. He looked at the companions, then past the companions, and shook his head. That distant look made them all glance back to see Catti Bree standing down the hall, one hand extended, palm up, balancing a sapphire as the woman, scroll in hand, continued a soft, arcane chant.
"No," Puent growled, and it seemed as if he tried to come forward then, but could not, locked in place by the mounting dwiamer of Catti Bree. "No, ye dogs!"
He leaned forward then toward their line, and he seemed to elongate, then to become something less than substantial. And he floated past them suddenly and swiftly, stretched and insubstantial, flowing into Catti Bree's waiting phylactery.
"Ye got him, girl!"
Brunner cried, starting her away, but he stopped even as he turned. Catti Bree trembled and shook her head as if something were very wrong. With only that unclear warning, the gemstone exploded into a million pieces, the concussion sending Catti Bree flying backward and flinging dust and pellets around the corridor. And there, where Catti Bree had been, where the gem had been, stood a very shaken Thibbledorf Puent.
"They got prisoners,"
he said to Brunner, fighting every word.
"And Treri's caught in a forge, and more there beside him, and a lady dwarf in the mines."
He stalked about a step to the left and back to the right, then dived back with startling speed and grabbed up the dazed Catti Bree by the throat.
"Could have killed ye,"
he whispered to her. And he dropped her there and leaped away, becoming a bat before he ever landed. He fluttered off the way he had come. Catti Bree pulled herself to her feet and reached up to pat at the blood on her face, blood from the cuts of a dozen shards of the burst gemstone.
"Me girl,"
Brunner said, rushing up to her as did the others. "I'm all right," she assured them, her gaze turning in the direction of Puent's retreat. "The gem was not sufficient to hold him."
"He's a monster,"
Regis whispered, the halfling thoroughly shaken by what he had seen in Puent's dead eyes.
"Half of one, perhaps,"
Catti Bree replied, and the fact that she was still alive and could reply bolstered her argument.
"Half and more, and the bad part's gaining,"
Brunner lamented.
"Wilder than I seen him in the throne room them months ago."
"The curse,"
Catti Bree agreed.
"He cannot withstand it."
"They," Drizzt whispered, and all turned to him at that unexpected word.